Genesis 1:26 says in the English translation, "And God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness." In this reference, the Hebrew word for God is Elohim. The problem this presents is that Elohim is actually plural for the word El, and the words us and our also imply two or more. If there is only one God, why is the name plural, and why do the pronouns suggest two or more? Some have said this reflects the Christian concept of the Trinity, but with a monotheistic foundation, this predates it. Others have conjectured that the reference includes the feminine divine, but again, this would be contrary to the foundation. The question then arises, who were the Elohim that created humanity in their image? My guest this week on Destination Unlimited, Paul Anthony Wallace, says the answer may well be extraterrestrial. Paul Anthony Wallace is a popular speaker, researcher, and author of books on spirituality and mysticism. Today, his work probes world mythology and ancestral narratives for their insight into human origins and human potential. He is currently the go-to guy on the UFO and alien phenomena, with much of his current research now focused on alien contact and how it plays a part in our history and mythology. He lives in Canberra, Australia. His website is paulanthonywallace.com, and he joins me to discuss his latest book, Escaping from Eden: Does Genesis Teach That the Human Race Was Created by God or Engineered by ETs?